It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring the latest music and interviews to the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, Metal Life Crisis rocks the Stone Pony. Little Vicious takes to New York City. Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son open for the Wallflowers at the Starland Ballroom. And Wayne Oliveri releases a great summer tune for an awesome cause. But first, joining us over the phone is Jimmy Franklin of Nick Ryan and the Mess. Catch them right down the road from the WRIT studio at the Anchor Tavern in Belmar this Friday, July 19th. Jimmy, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks for having me, man. It's great to be back.
It's a pleasure to have you on. We've had you on the podcast and other incarnations. You've really been around the block in the Jersey rock music scene, and you are now teaming up with Nick Ryan, formerly the Nick Ryan Band. They're now going by Nick Ryan and the Mess. How did you guys hook up?
Well, it goes back to the last time you and I spoke, and I was involved in the Holiday Express, and at that point is when I met Taylor Tote, and Taylor had asked me to be in her upcoming music video at the time, and so I was in the music video. I met up with Nick, and because Nick was Taylor's guitar player at the time, and, you know, one day after that, you know, Nick and I really jived, and we got together, and we were talking, and Nick had just said to me, he goes, hey, do you want to see the studio where I record all my stuff? And I said, yeah, of course. And then it led to, hey, do you want to play on this song? And I said, of course. So I played on one of his tracks. And then we wrote a track, and then we, you know, started, you know, then he booked a show in New York at Arlene's Grocery, and we played that, and everything went so well. And everything's just kind of been, you know, going from there.
I'll tell you, you guys are both very talented individuals. Nick Ryan's previous band, it's pretty much the same lineup, right? Just it's going by a new branding, Nick Ryan and the Mess.
Correct.
And I love that name. It's awesome. And, I've seen the Nick Ryan Band on stage. I've seen Jimmy Franklin on stage. What can people expect from Nick Ryan and the Mess?
You know what's crazy is that I didn't know how it was going to work out because Nick is such a good guitar player and just a great, you know, energetic live frontman. And in everything that I've been involved in, I've always been kind of the energetic one. And I was worried at first that we were going to step on each other's toes a little bit. And I got to tell you, man, I was wrong. Like, on stage, it's so cool having someone that has the same energy as me, and him and I just like really just go for it every single time we play. Doesn't matter where we're playing. If we're playing at, if we're playing a full big Starland ballroom or a, you know, or we're playing on the beach somewhere acoustic, we're going to still give the same show every time. We really like to give it our all. And, you know, him and I will start, you know, we'll start playing each other's guitars. We'll both be dueling guitars behind our heads by the end of the night. You know, we just have a really great time. And on top of that, we have saxophones, keyboards, you know. It's a really big, loud rock and roll experience, man.
And that experience is coming to the Anchor Tavern in Belmar, July 19th. Can people just show up at the door, or how does it work for admission?
It is free to get in. We're going to be playing starting at 10 o'clock, and we're going to play all night, man.
That's awesome. Free admission. That's going to be a good time over at the Anchor Tavern. That's always a cool place. If somebody wants to find out more about Nick Ryan and the Mess, how can they do so?
Okay, so you can go to nickryanpiescor.com. That is spelled Nick Ryan, N-I-C-K-R-Y-A-N, then Piescor, P-I-E-S-C-O-R.com.
The words pie and score if you need to make it easier. Jimmy Franklin of Nick Ryan and the Mess. Don't miss them July 19th over at the Anchor Tavern right down the road from the WRIT studio in Belmar. Jimmy, thanks for calling in.
Hey, man, thank you so much again, as always.
Hell yeah, dude. Looking forward to seeing what you guys do together. Right now, let's rock a track from Nick Ryan. Here's Wade on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
She blows it off, she says, never can work out that well. My life just ain't a fairy tale. But she's in our silver line. She's getting further, further every time. Dark chamber lights looking for a life.
Margaret King of Little Vicious. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Ref, Jersey Rock Podcast.
They're in action at the Bowery Electric in New York City on July 25th and the St. Nesbury Park on August 8th. More info at littleviciousmusic.com. Joining us over the phone is Sean Kaiser of Metal Life Crisis. Catch them at the Stone Pony on July 19th with Broken Past and a bunch of other awesome bands. Sean, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tom.
Dude, it's my pleasure to have you on here. We've had you on Jersey Rock before, but this is your first time on the Jersey Rock podcast, so welcome to the online show.
Thank you. Very excited to be here.
Hell yeah, dude. And we're stoked about this show, July 19th. You got a bunch of great bands on the bill. How'd this one come together?
Actually, Tattoo Tony got the whole show together with Kyle from The Pony and called me up and said, hey, you want to do a show at The Pony? I said, absolutely. Whenever you guys are ready, we'll do it. And the 19th came about and we took it.
Yeah, Tattoo Tony's an awesome guy, very instrumental in organizing a lot of great stuff in the music scene. What can people expect from Metal Life Crisis on July 19th?
Actually, we wrote a whole new set. We wrote 8 new songs with our singer now playing guitar with me, Jerry. So we have double guitar going on, harmony leads. So a little bit different than what we used to play, but more progressive.
Nice. And, of course, you guys have your latest albums came out earlier this year, All When Youth Was King. Tell us about that disc.
Originally, it was all the songs that we wrote from day one, from the day we started back in, 3 years ago? And, we went to studio, originally going to do like 5 songs. Turned out we did 13. We just couldn't figure out what songs we didn't want to do because all of them sounded so good at the studio.
How could someone get a copy?
They can get it personally from us at any of our shows. They can get it on iTunes. They can get it on Amazon, CD Baby, and also some of the tracks are on Reverb Nation.
And how could someone get tickets for the show July 19th over at The Pony?
Personally from the band, or they can get them on our Big Cartel page, It's Metal Life Crisis NJ at BigCartel.com.
And how can somebody find out more about Metal Life Crisis?
Our Facebook page, also Metal Life Crisis NJ. NJ is in New Jersey. Also on our Instagram, CD Here and Now. Also, where else do we have stuff? Woo, we're all over the place. YouTube, wherever you look at Metal Life Crisis, we're there.
Check out the link on the Jersey Rock page, WRAT.com, to find all that awesome stuff. The track we're doing on the podcast is So My Mouth Shut. Tell us about this tune.
So My Mouth Shut is about the moral compass of people talking too much and where they should keep their mouth shut most of the time. And the song is featuring Dan Caputo of Negative Sky and Full On, a good friend of ours that we've been friends with since he was probably 15 years old. He's been around the scene for a long time. Great guy, and really happy to have him on the album with us.
Sean Kaiser of Metal Life Crisis. Check out their latest album, All When Youth Was King, and don't miss them at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park with Broken Past and a bunch of other awesome hard rock and heavy metal bands on July 19th. Sean, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, man. My pleasure as always. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Metal Life Crisis with Still My Mouth Shut on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
So my mouth shut. No! So my mouth shut. No! Did I say too much? Am I thinking aloud again? Like again, when my words are an appetite for violence, no small thing, lament. Still my mouth shut.
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Bobby Mahoney, and you're listening to Tom Hanley's Jersey Rock Podcast on 95.9 The Rat.
Are you worried about the weather? Are you worried about your dreams? Are you worried about the picture? What it could mean. I've been worried about you. Everything you've been through. Well, there's nothing left to lose. Maybe we'll finally enjoy the view. Should've called you up. Should've called you up. Should've called you up. Are you worried about the in-betweens? Oh, darling, then I would they seem. I know it's hard to believe, but so is anything.
Seventh Son, what should have called you up last night? On 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Every time I turn around, those guys are open for another big band. First Bon Jovi, and now the Wallflowers. You can catch them kicking off the show at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville on July 26th. They'll also rock the Asbury Park Brewery on August 1st. More info at BobbyMahoneyMusic.com. Joining us over the phone is Wayne Oliveri. He's got a brand new song out. The proceeds benefit St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Wayne, thanks for calling in.
Tom, thanks for having me, man.
Dude, it's always a pleasure. We recently talked to you about what you're doing with your band, The New Bardots. And I know you're rocking a show with them over at the Stone Pony on August 22nd, right?
That's correct. We're going to be there with They Might Be Giants and Squeeze.
That's going to be a good night. How could someone get tickets?
You go to Stone Pony Box Office. I think they're on sale. Or, actually, you can get discount tickets through the New Bardot's. Go to our Facebook page, The New Bardot's, or email us at thenewbardot@yahoo.com, and you can purchase discount tickets about 10 bucks cheaper to come to get it through us.
Nice. That's going to be a good time. August 22nd. We'll have you on the podcast again before that show to talk more about it. But on tonight's show, I want to talk about this awesome solo track you put out, Another Beach Day at the Jersey Shore. Tell us about this tune.
Well, you know, it's funny, Tom. I was just noodling around on my keyboard. I have one of those keyboards that has like 1,000 different sounds in it, you know. And I was just noodling around, and I hit this one sound, and it was kind of like a Weemawack kind of song, sound like for the Lion Sleeps. And I don't know if you remember that old
song. Oh, totally.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And I don't know, it just kind of, came out of me. You know, and then I hit another button, and there were steel drums. I'm like, this is too crazy. I mean, it literally, the song just popped out in about, like, you know, half an hour. Boom. It was nuts.
You literally did all that by yourself on your synth.
Every single thing on there, except for the bass, that was Dan Sky, our bass player. Everything on there was on the Roland FX, what is it, 7, I think, DX7.
Nice.
FX7. X7, right, that's it. It's an old keyboard. I got it from an old keyboard guy of mine, like, years ago. And, the whole thing came out under one keyboard. The ukulele, I added extra on the ukulele. My buddy Dan Caruso came in the studio and did the ukulele on it. So it came out it's a Jimmy Buffett type of thing.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, it's literally, you dropped it at the exact right time. This is a straight-up summer tune that gets you in the mood. It makes you want to go down to Seaside or Wildwood or Cape May or wherever. And grab a slice of pizza by the water. And, you covered just about every element. I think you got every element, including traffic, in the song. So, yeah.
It's funny you said that, because I was, when I was doing the bridge of that song, when I was trying to figure out, okay, I want to hit exactly as I want to hit every, because I'm a Jersey guy. I lived down the shore, Asbury Park and Bradley Beach for like 17 years. I'm on the beach as much as I can get there. Anyway, so I told my girlfriend, I was like, hey, what are the things that were on the boardwalk? We went through all the stuff on the boardwalk. We tried to hit everything, including Coors Custard, you know, which is a staple.
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere. I mean, you can't go to any boardwalk without seeing them in New Jersey. And this is a great track. What's even better, though, about this is that you're donating it all to charity. All the proceeds from this song are going to St. Jude's. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, Tom, I know personally what it's like when somebody says, you know, you have cancer, or you know, if a loved one has cancer. I couldn't imagine being a dad. I couldn't imagine my kid having, you know, hear those words. And St. Jude's has been something I donate to a lot, and they're a great organization. Nobody ever pays for your kid to go there. If you don't have the money, they'll take care of you. And it's a wonderful, wonderful place. And I got to give back something, man. The music is love, and this is a little something giving back. That's all. Pretty cut and dry.
Well, it's a great track. This is a great cause. How could someone get this single?
You can get the single by all your major download, you know, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. If you want to get a physical single, you can go to CD Baby, or you can email me at WayneOliverySongs@yahoo.com. That's Wayne Oliveri, OLIVIERI, song@yahoo.com, and I'll mail it out to you. It's really just a download, but I do have, I did press up a bunch of CDs, physical CDs, so if you do want them, you can get them physical, but mostly all the download sites have it.
And how could someone keep track of everything that Wayne Oliveri and the New Bardot's are up to?
The New Bardot's has a Facebook page, The New Bardot's. Go to Facebook. Or if you want to check out me, I have a Facebook page called WayneO/WayneOliveri. Or you can go to my website, www.wayneosongs.com. Or you can go to the Bardot's website, thenewbardot.com. It's we're all over the place.
Wayne Oliveri. Don't miss him with the new Bardos at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on August 22nd. And check out his new solo single, the one we're about to rock. It benefits St. Jude's. Wayne, thank you so much for calling in.
Tom, you're the best, and thanks for your support, because without guys like you, nobody would get a chance to check these things out, and we really love you for it, man.
My pleasure, bro. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Wayne Oliveri, another beach day at the Jersey Shore on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Another morning in the summer. The sun is shining down on my door. Look out the window. It's another beach day, yeah. Grab my towel, pack the cooler, head down the shore. Driving down the parkway. For custard ride, the rides, maybe arcade your thing. Whatever you're looking for, you find it at the Jersey Shore.
About 6 o'clock, man. Let's get out the beach. Hey, man, let's go to the windmill, get a hot dog. I'm burnt.
There's nothing like a beach day at the Jersey Shore.
You're burnt too, man.
Everybody,
look at your back.
There's nothing like a beach day at the Jersey Shore.
That'll turn into a tan anyway.
No! There's nothing like a beach day at the Jersey Shore.
Ouch! That hurts.
Oh, there's nothing like a beach day at the Jersey Shore.
Man, you got a lot of color today.
There's nothing like a beach day at the Jersey Shore.
Hey, who's playing the pony?
Wayne Oliveri with another beach day at the Jersey Shore on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. And hearing that, I want to head down to Wildwood. Proceeds from the sale of that song benefits St. Jude's Children's Hospital, which does a lot of great work for children battling cancer. More info at waynosongs.com and the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter, The Club Rat, and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30. To your Garden State talent, rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.